Mark Sapelza is joining us now.
Screaming in the back.
There's a goofiness happening here, Mark.
There is.
Yep. We found a website that is, apparently Creepy Uncle is curating this website.
Have you ever heard of AboveTopSecret.com?
No.
You probably don't want to check it out. It's everything Creepy Uncle talks about, all written in quasi-factual ways and sounding like. Every conspiracy theory you've ever wanted to hear about or not wanted to hear about, all listed AboveTopSecret.com.
This sounds like presidential politics. What's the big deal?
Exactly. Everything.
Well,
it's all there.
That's the thing. I mean, it is. It's. There's a particularly good one.
Well, they even pat themselves on the back saying, Hillary, health conspiracy goes mainstream. In other words, we told you about it first, and now everybody's on it.
Running with it.
Running with our conspiracy.
She's been poisoned?
Well,
yes.
Here's my favorite, is that part of this conspiracy is based on a mistake that a television news anchor made at WABC in New York. Listen to this. This unfortunately, and you know, you can see how this could happen, Mark, but take a little listen.
All right.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Sandra Bookman.
And I'm Joe Torres. We begin with the breaking news about Hillary Clinton's death. Hillary Clinton's doctor has just revealed the presidential candidate has been diagnosed with pneumonia.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe.
They've had to retract that. And
yeah, I suppose it can happen. Yeah, just kind of, you know, blurted out. But hopefully somebody nudges, wait. Or somebody in your ear, wait.
No, that didn't happen. They just carried on, they felt as if the context of the story would speak for itself.
I still would correct it.
I would, too.
Yeah.
So, on this conspiracy website, they said, so, wait, you know what? I can't do it. I got to, hey, Creepy Uncle!
Let's bring him out.
Yeah, he's got to.
Kind of warrants it, I think.
Now, Creepy Uncle, I want you to read exactly what is on this your favorite website, AboveTopSecret.com.
It is the finest website ever invented by Al Gore. So, did they just accidentally let the cat out of the bag? I'm not sure when this report was from, but it appears it was today, and these two news anchors are saying Clinton died in the report. I can't find the entire broadcast, but this possibly could be true. If so, what it would mean for the Dems? How crazy would this be?
Yeah, I think it was just a slip, Creepy Uncle. Nothing.
All right, I'm going back down.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lock the door.
Yeah. Get out of my dream, Mark Sapelza. Get out of my dream.
Trust me, I'm running.
Exactly.
You know, back in the day,
Channel
5 actually. Offed Mother Teresa before she had passed on the air.
Oh, yeah. We did. Sorry. I'm in his dream. We did that to Bob Hope.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We killed Bob Hope. Actually, it was a guy. It was on the Senate well who announced it accidentally. In the Senate, they get down and they start to speak. And then it was like some Southern senator is like, well, now, before I begin, I'd like to give my condolences to a grieving nation on the passing of comedy legend Bob Hope. And it turned out
that Senator Byrd, he's alive and he's in aisle three.
Yes. And that was the problem, was that Bob Hope was still well alive. But you know, a couple months later, he did die and we didn't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the Mother Teresa case, if I remember correctly, it was that producer had passed a piece of paper indicating the story was dead.
Right.
In other words, Mother Teresa dead. Mother Teresa would be the slug of the story. Dead would mean you kill the story, meaning it's out of the newscast.
Kind
and
of
that was passed.
Speak, yep.
On to the anchor desk.
Mother Teresa dead.
And the anchor.
Started ad-libbing.
Justin, Mother Teresa is dead. And then the other anchor said, no.
I think that's just the story.
Yep. Actually, what happened is she is hospitalized, but she is apparently doing better. Okay, back to you. That's exactly
but
how
it went on a little more painfully longer
it
than
did.
That.
Yeah, it did. If you watch, the dead part went on for a long time. Yeah.
Because it was sort of, you know, you kick into that breaking news mode where you don't really know that much, but you only know that one fact, so you keep repeating it over
and you elevate
and
your
over.
Voice, and then you, serious.
Very
then,
important then, way. Mother Teresa.
Well, and then remember Joe DiMaggio down in Florida? He was watching TV, and there was a crawl that came across the TV screen that said he was dead. He called and said, no, I'm not. Do you remember that one?
I don't, but yes, I can imagine that,
did.
That, that would make me very upset if I read it. Because then you start looking at yourself going, am I still
wait
here?
Wait a minute. Excuse me.
Maybe I'm not here. I will say that we had an unfortunate incident, too, where our legendary newsman, Jim Johnson, read a story about a tornado hitting a roundhouse in Springfield and killing 100 people. And it was like, and this just in. And the problem is he was reading a This Day in History.
Oh, no.
From literally 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And because I stopped and I went, I jumped in when I heard him do it. And I'm like, he did it in his newscast. Like it was like a normal part of the newscast.
Yeah.
And I stopped and
another
news. Right. I'm like, whoa. 100 people are dead in Springfield.
and you've got it number 3 in your newscast.
Why have we heard of this? Right.
So I'm like, wait. And then he looked at it. He goes, oh.
Oh, there's a reason why you called them Jimisms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Or in his case, you go 100 people killed in a tornado incident in a roundhouse, 300 more seriously injured. She actually did do that once in a when we were
more
talking about like, two people killed and 3 people more seriously injured.
Well,
how does that work?
Yeah.
Can you get the Jimisms out? Because I don't know, last time that we played, I love these, and Mark should hear them. These are things you should know. And Jim is one of the Edward R. Murrow Award winner, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, yes.
I would like to point
He's
that out.
He's terrific. But, you know, when you're on radio live or TV live, as long as, you know, Jim had a wonderful
48-year career.
Stuff's going to happen.
Yeah. So, and some things were better than others. There were moments that made more sense than others. In that, because you know the little known secret is he would shorthand write a lot of stuff because there was so much. We kept him on the show all the time.
Right.
It was hard for him to
do
all that.
Update every 10 minutes.
Right. So he would shorthand write stuff, and he's slightly dyslexic. So some things didn't quite make it.
I'm Jim Johnson. Remember the boy known as Baby Richard? His father battled more than 3 years in a successful effort to win custody of him from the couple who had adopted him. A couple who had adopted him. Excuse me.
Don't!
Hey, I told him we are on a tight schedule. We're doing the voice pit cock reporting thing. Meanwhile, is Silova the president of Yugoslavia?
Am I on the air?
A man was shot to death in the 3800 block of North Milwaukee last night. Police say a couple of guys approached him and asked for a cigarette. He refused. They stabbed him to death. Witness at a shooting in the McDonald's. Police say the guy was killed instantly. 2 other men more seriously injured. Remember the guy fighting eggs? Remember the guy fighting AIDS with the transplanted bone marrow from a baboon? And a former Nicaraguan rebel leader has testified that the CIA never sold crack cocaine in the inner cities here to help raise money for his rebels. Chicagoland weather clearing but much colder tonight with flurries. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cold. Low tonight, 13. High tomorrow, 73. It's just 1 week after that frustrated investor, Mark Barton, opened fire, killing 9 people to death.
Oh, my God.
He's building his bridge to the 21st Secretary, and that will not include Warren Christopher.
You know, and you make a baller.
Another sports news, the Cubs lost to the Dodgers. Excuse me, Cubs.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. This is not a part of the tribute. Let's do the PGA leaderboard update.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
The bridge to the 21st Secretary was absolutely one of the great Freudian slips of all broadcast time.
Oh, man. Those
are
awesome.
I remember filling in for him on occasion, and there was so much pressure because I knew you guys would immediately scoop up any error at all.
Any blur.
And, like, start, running with it.
Yeah. Well, crap happens.
I love high of 13, tomorrow 73.
Yeah.
I know, it's great.
And he just keeps going.
Right.
Yeah, that was the great part.
Now traffic.
Because it was 13, he thought it was a 7.
Yeah. Or maybe 17. Yeah,
or
whatever.
37, yeah. It was 73. Yeah. It was whatever it was.
13, I 7. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it is what it is. All right. Anyway, but you know what? But for the grace of God, go we.
Yeah.
That's
it's
right.
Exactly right. Sure. Exactly right. I mean, last night on ESPN, football quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. I believe it's Blaine Gabbert. and they threw up a chyron, which is the words on the screen, Gain Blabbert. and it was frozen in time on Twitter. That was one of those I just busted a gut, but you know, there, by the grace of God, because I know tonight we'll probably accidentally put Mayor Emanuel in pig Latin.
It's funny because you do see that from time to time. You see like just something that's completely wrong.
Yes.
And you want to stop and you want to stop and think. Isn't there anybody?
Hello, anybody checking?
Like looked at checking, that? Just looking. Double. Before I text something, I read it twice.
Yeah, I've made that mistake before. And no, I'm not. Blad at you. I'm
right.
Happy at you.
And then hashtag autocorrect. Sorry, didn't mean it. That's not what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's coming up on the WGN TV News at 9 and or 10?
Well, last night about 7 o'clock, and I'll tell you what, you could smell it even in our studio, the strip mall fire on the northwest side of Chicago was a big blaze. Took a couple of hours for them to put it out. It actually rekindled tonight during our 5 o'clock news. Uh-oh. They came back and put it out. But the key story tonight at 9 and 10 is they do believe it's suspicious. And they're trying to get behind the dollar store to check with some of the wreckage there to see why it accelerated so quickly. So we'll have that plus rain coming into the area. And we'll see how long that'll last tonight at 9 and 10.
Mark, quickly before we let you go, can you tell us what's happening with your morning team taking over primetime?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night, a two-hour special, 7 to 9. 7 to 9. Before the real news, you'll see the fake news from 7 to 9 with the morning team.
Pressure's on them, isn't it? That's
oh, yeah.
2 hours to not
Are you
screw
kidding
up
me? If they're not funny, I'm not watching anymore. I mean, so I'm sorry. It's up to them. It's up to them, okay?
Can I ask you this? Is there any... I can just imagine. I just know how these kinds of things go. Is there a moment where they're going to, duct tape you to your chair? Is that bit already been filmed?
I've not been told of anything. I am supposedly not... I'm not involved in this whatsoever, so I will be hopefully at the Jewel for about 2.5 hours, just sort of meandering
just
aisle
to be safe.
Six. Right.
Mm-hmm. You never
know. Let me see here. Where's the LaCroix? Are they done yet? No, they're not. Okay, I'll keep looking.
You never know.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
So anyway, it should be interesting. They're madcap hilarious, but that'll be, from 7 to 9 tomorrow.
That'll be fun to watch.
Now,
right?
They said they just found another reel of Jimisms. I don't know. Did you check this to make sure that it's all arable?
Yeah, I was going to say. Clean?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's give it a roll.
All right.
We interrupt this program to bring you loud static.
A couple of days ago, they say that a 14-year-old girl who delivered that still-born fetus in the...
What did you say?
The doctor told jurors that the chairman sometimes handed out written instructions on how Rezko wanted him to vote. The doctor is testifying under immunity from prosecution.
Protesters are upset after the death of a black motorcyclist during a police chief.
Oh, the deuce!
While the campaign is still in full swing here, Bush administration officials busy tending to a lot of potential hotspots all over the world. Secretary of Rice, for instance, will surely have some jet lag after this tour.
Disgraced former lobbyist Jack Abramoff says he's a new man. Told the judge he's turned over a new leaf, but he still was sentenced to just under 6 years for jail fraud.
You scare me.
Traffic and weather, and the three-day traffic on demand. He was going to be killed because of that. Was that thing ticked and a timer around his neck? Well, two people have now been indicted in the case.
Chicago police and the lawyers for the family that owned the Northwest Side property, where up to four more victims could be buried, will meet Wednesday to try to work out details for the evacuation.
Look, I'm really starting to worry.
Walking regularly, briskly, at least 30 hours a day is as good as a vigorous workout several times a week.
And finally, you've probably seen the video, if you didn't see it, watching the match. What caused that French soccer star to butthead the Italian?
Butthead. Hello, Beavis.
Oh, God. It's great as a deadpan delivery. Where yeah, like, does he get it? Exactly. Did he just mess it up?
Right.
three-day traffic. We're going to work out with a Violetta.
I love that.
That gives me so much hope.
Yes. That's right.
There tomorrow, it'll be the
seven-day forecast and the three-day traffic. Together on the ones at 9 o'clock.
All right. Thank you very much,
Mark.
We'll speak at you tomorrow.
Very good.